Welcome to High Performance, a six-part, six-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. Copyright 2023. Friends and neighbors. All rights reserved. Part 2. The power of salience. How creating memories for brands is a winning proposition. Memorable moments is one of our six pillars of performance. Building on the data from High Performance Volume 1, that showed brand advertising as a key tool in demand creation versus just demand capture. A growing body of research confirms that advertising's primary role is to create future buyers by making brands and products memorable. In short, memorable messages are essential to creating strong brands. Marketers measure memorability through brand salience, defined as prominence in the consumer's mind. The presence and richness of memories that result in a brand coming to mind in relevant choice situations. Nerd out with us while we dust off an old introduction to psychology textbook. Remember Pavlov and his salivating dogs? This experiment revealed the power of a stimulus to condition behavior over time. A graphic on classical conditioning is included in the PDF version of this podcast. While we love dogs at Friends and Neighbors, we aren't interested in making them salivate more. And we certainly aren't interested in making humans, literally, salivate. However, there is a lot to learn from this classic research about how to make an overwhelming number of choices easier for consumers to manage. This phenomenon has been thoroughly studied in the marketing world. Plenty of evidence exists. Connecting memorable brand elements to business growth. Byron Sharp explains how conditioning connects to marketing by highlighting distinctive assets in his 2010 book. How brands grow. Distinctive brand assets, by definition, are non-brand name triggers for a brand. Distinctive brand assets are designed to anchor brands firmly in memory and trigger the faster, more emotional system, one decision-making part of the human brain. These assets include verbal, visual, auditory, and haptic cues, engaging our senses and driving attention, including when we're not consciously attending to or even looking at brand communication. Think about the shape of a Coca-Cola bottle or McDonald's iconic golden arches. These are just two examples of well-established, powerful, distinctive assets. Sharp goes on to explain how distinctive brand assets work to drive purchase behavior. Distinctive assets are not inherent. They need to be learned by consumers. Until the links between distinctive elements and the brand are learned, they cannot function as a substitute for the brand. There are three important reasons brands should invest in building these memory structures with consumers to condition their learning of a brand. Reason 1. Most buyers are not in the market for a product at the exact moment a brand message reaches them. The 95-5 rule is a research-backed concept that reminds us that 95% of potential buyers aren't ready to buy today. This idea is supported by research on both business-to-business and business-to-consumer markets. This data supports the notion that most advertising does not drive immediate response, but works to create memory structures that make a brand top of mind among future buyers. A graphic on the 95-5 rule is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Reason 2. People are more likely to buy a brand or product that is easy to remember. Buyers acknowledge that familiar brands are important to them. A study of UK consumers from OnBuy.com found that 71% of consumers say it's somewhat or very important that they recognize a brand before making a purchase. This importance is also demonstrated in studies that connect awareness with brand growth metrics. In June 2023, research was published connecting brand awareness with Amazon sales. The results support a connection between higher awareness and stronger brand performance. A graph of sales growth, compared to brand awareness levels, is included in the PDF version of this podcast. Reason 3. Familiar brands enjoy stronger pricing power. The latest research on pricing strategies supports the connection between memorable brand moments and pricing power. According to the World Advertising Research Center, consistently airing quality advertising and investing in the brand create associations that diminish price elasticity because they make a brand easy to buy, even if a consumer checks the price. Conversely, willingness to pay is eroded by too many promotions and not enough brand investment. This shows that willingness to pay a high price is something marketers can affect. The case studies on this topic reveal that memorable brand associations are more potent than pricing promotions intended to drive near-term sales. Brands with ambitious growth plans will benefit from investing in creating memorable brand moments and measuring their impact. There is something to be said for consistency in a brand. Reinforcing memory structures over time among future buyers is a proven avenue to achieving brand growth. Brands that understand their distinctive assets and actively market efforts to help consumers continuously learn about them are almost certain to see a positive impact on their bottom line. Marketers can measure the impact of their distinctive brand assets by including questions about memory structures and recognition of these assets in their brand research efforts. Marketing leaders should track growth in recognition, brand salience, and overall awareness to understand whether and how these memory structures are being reinforced over time. To build upon these findings of the importance of memory structures and distinctive assets, our next installment of High Performance will cover the importance of creativity in creating memorable moments for brands. Our next installment of High Performance will explore the crucial role of creativity in building meaningful brand connections. Subscribe to our newsletter for regular installments of High Performance as we explore the six pillars of effectiveness. Thank you for listening to this episode of High Performance, a six-part, six-pillar series on impactful marketing from your friends and neighbors by Mark Bubula and Tom Fugelberg. To learn more about marketing effectiveness, please visit us at friends-neighbors.com or reach out directly to mark@friends-neighbors.com. We'd love to hear what's working for you, what's not, and how we might be able to help you reach your performance goals.